The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. We've got a Skype username of lrn.fm. You are welcome to reach out and get in touch with us. That way you don't have to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. The us includes me, Ian.
And Ellen.
Ellen's here, courtesy of her radio show, ALP. You can visit her at alpshow.com. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about the woman filing suit in the Atlanta area, a small city called Sandy Springs, that has an ordinance banning the sale of sex toys. But that's not all. I was digging in here during the news break, and actually pulled up a copy of the ordinance itself, what it was that was passed in 2009. And I have both the ordinance and the lawsuit against the ordinance pulled up here. The lawsuit is specifically against one section of this ordinance. The lawsuit is against only the section that prohibits sex toys. But what's not explained in the article that we were sharing earlier is this ordinance actually seems to ban everything of a sexual nature. So like pornography, romance novels, I mean, whatever, anything that's prurient.
So
essentially,
you're telling me that this woman's only... Wait, is it a woman?
Or
is
there's a woman and a man actually involved in this lawsuit.
So they're going against this lawsuit only for the sex toys and not because of the pornography.
That's correct. So even if they are successful in this suit, they will only be successful in overturning a section of this ordinance. The larger ordinance, the thrust, if you will, of the ordinance is to ban material that is obscene. They say that a person commits the offense of distributing so-called obscene material when the following occurs, and then the law goes, the ordinance goes through and says that you can't sell, rent, or lease to any person any obscene material. And what does obscene mean? They say that it's defined as, one, to the average person, applying contemporary community standards, taken as a whole, it predominantly appeals to the prurient interest, that is, a shameful or morbid interest in nudity, sex, or excretion.
Okay, so that's really vague. They were saying
yes.
The contemporary time, the
contemporary
majority of people...
Contemporary community standards, average person.
That's so vague. I don't know how they can explain that. But to me, the obscene thing is not fulfilling a natural desire. The obscene thing is keeping people from doing that.
Ooh,
because that's what turns people to morbid desires.
You're so right. I mean, the restriction on sexuality is what results in this sort of puritanism that we were talking about previously. Restricting people from learning about sex, from understanding sex, from talking about sex, from observing sex, restricting people try to stop them from doing these things seems to drive people to more deviant sexual methods and orientations, things that are more unusual and more bizarre than, you know, standard vanilla sex.
Right.
Again, I'm not, you know, ragging on anybody. Whatever you're into is fine. But in a lot of cases, certain sexual deviancies are as a result of people being repressed sexually.
I think that it would be much healthier if people were to teach this to other people and to help them understand it so that they're not so confused or frightened when they find out about it on their own.
I totally agree, but a lot of people are afraid to talk about these things, which is why many young people grow up with no knowledge whatsoever about sex beyond what they've seen from having to sneak watching porn or whatever online as a young child, which of course is now even more accessible than it would have been when I was growing up. And, you know, that's not how you learn about sex. You don't learn about sex, real sex, from watching porn. That's fantasy sex. That has nothing, very little to do with reality sex.
Right. And I think that develops a sort of unhealthy desire within people or an unhealthy practice, because that's what they're trying to achieve is something that's not natural. It's just acting, basically.
And it's usually male fantasy. The porn's usually written by males, directed by males. So there's real problems with that. And one could also point out that Americans' obsession with pornography may have to do with the fact that they have been sexually repressed as they're growing up. But there's a little bit more. I'll share the remainder of this here. This is the ordinance. I'm giving you excerpts from it. So they're saying you can't rent, sell, lease to any person any obscene material, which they say has to do with material that predominantly appeals to the prurient interest. They describe that as a shameful or morbid interest in nudity, sex, or excretion. So that basically describes all porn.
Shameful or morbid interest? Is there a normal interest in that?
Well, that's
by
just
their
it.
Definition.
Yeah, that's just it. By their definition, normal interest in sex would probably be vanilla sex between a husband and wife. They don't say that in the ordinance here,
right.
But that's
But they
the
have
suggestion.
To at least acknowledge that that happens. Like, premarital sex happens all the time, much more than marital sex.
And some people would like to outlaw that too, Ellen. I mean, there's some really sick, twisted people who are very, 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 very concerned with the sexual interests of other people. Number two, the material they say taken as a whole, this is their test to determine whether something is obscene. The material taken as a whole lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. And number three, the material depicts or describes in a patently offensive way sexual conduct specifically defined as follows: acts of sexual intercourse, heterosexual or homosexual, normal or perverted, actual or stimulated, acts of masturbation, acts involving excretory functions or lewd exhibition of the genitals, acts of bestiality, or the fondling of sex organs of animals, or sexual acts of flagellation, torture, or other violence indicating a sadomasochistic sexual relationship. So basically, all pornography fits this description. Now, I'm not saying that I think that, you know, there's no literary, artistic, political, or scientific value in porn, but they certainly will say that. Radio, I'm going to have to dump you on that one, Ellen. You can't say that on the radio.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Fisk.
I'm going to have to call BS on that, because there's plenty of other video games and videos and pretty much anything you could look at that lacks literary or scientific value.
Absolutely.
Like, look at the game Flappy Birds. Probably one of the most popular games out there.
It's a dumb game.
It has really no value whatsoever besides keeping you distracted for a few minutes.
Oh, that game. That game is so hard. Have you played it? Have you tried playing Flappy Bird?
No. I've heard about it. I've watched people play it. I refuse to waste my time playing it.
It is a huge time sink.
See, I'm not going to write up a ban on Flappy Birds because
right.
It's a waste of time. I'm just going to choose to not play it myself. And I feel like that's the easier choice here.
Well, Flappy Bird wouldn't qualify because it doesn't have to do with sex, right?
Right, but I'm just saying they can't use the excuse that it lacks literary value or scientific or economic or anything like that.
Now, by the way, the wording here is fairly boilerplate. This isn't something that Sandy Springs just came up with. There are descriptions or definitions in federal law about obscenity that are very, very similar. In the radio business, the FCC has certain obscenity statutes or whatever, code, I guess, federal code, that says basically very similar things, like, you know, based on contemporary community standards, the average person. So there are these very nebulous concepts that essentially open it up to, well, whatever we think is bad is porn. You know, we know when we see it, and you shouldn't sell it. So essentially, Sandy Springs, Georgia, this is an all-out ban on anything related to sex, not just sex toys, but also pornography. The sections I just read to you were sections A and B. Portions of sections A and B of this. It's only section C, which is about the devices for use primarily, they say, in stimulation of human genital organs, is also considered obscene material. So this is an ordinance that bans what they consider to be obscene material, and in the definition of obscene material, there's all kinds of, you know, basically every porn out there and sex toys. So only the sex toy aspect of this is being challenged. So this is a pretty weak lawsuit in the first place. It really doesn't stand to do more than overturn a two-sentence section of this code.
Especially because of the contemporary reason behind this. Because contemporary beliefs could be just about anything. especially religious.
Right, and who's the average person? How do you determine what an average person thinks about sex?
That's a great question.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently possessing the sex toys and porn is fine. It's the sales of it, or the leasing or renting of it. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. We give them all away at freetalklive.com. Shinybadges.com, you probably heard their catchy jingle if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, whether online or via podcast or on the radio. Shinybadges.com has some great products. They are beautiful badges that you can attach to whatever, your t-shirt, your hat. In my case, I put them on my backpack. Very cool badges. And they now have a brand new section of their website, the Causes tab, meaning that when you buy something from the Causes tab at shinybadges.com, your purchase price, a portion of it, will go to different organizations as a donation to various different liberty-oriented projects. So, for instance, you got the Cop Block badge, which benefits Cop Block, obviously enough. There's also the Silk Road pin, which is brand new. It's got the Silk Road logo emblazoned as a fancy pin. And you can go to Shiny Badges to get that. You'll a portion of your purchase will go to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund. There's also an anonymous pin that benefits the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The Shire Society pin benefits Shire Sharing and more. Go and see for yourself. These are great quality products at a really killer price. Shinybadges.com. It's a great way to start a conversation with your neighbors. And, again, that's shinybadges.com. So let's go to the phones here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. There's maybe a little bit more to talk about with the sex toy slash porn ban in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Ellen is with me here tonight. We go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Skype where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
When you brought up circular reasoning, I thought of two examples where circular reasoning that stand out in my mind. One is the attempts over the centuries to prove what's called the parallel postulate in geometry. It's this idea that through one point and a given, if you have a line and a point, then there's only one line you can draw parallel to the given line through the point. And it had the property that you couldn't really, there was no logical way to derive it from the other facts that people knew.
Mm-hmm.
So what you had was over hundreds of years, people came up with all kinds of crazy arguments, and most of them were circular because there just wasn't enough evidence available to prove this fact. So people ended up assuming this fact in a lot of ingenious and clever ways and then proving it.
Hmm. All right.
So what are you saying about the parallel postulate?
Well, there wasn't enough evidence to derive it from the known facts of geometry. And so people, since there was not enough evidence to derive it, people just restated it in a bunch of really clever ways, which was valuable, but also didn't actually establish it. And the other kind of circular reasoning, and this is one of my favorites, I became aware of it when I read the Crito. Have you read that, Ian?
The Crito?
Uh-huh.
I have not. What is it?
It's a dialogue by Plato where Socrates is basically having a dialogue with the state. And there's some great arguments in here I'd really like to talk with you about, but I'll have to wait for another day. It's the one where he says the state is more valued and more to be, higher and more valuable far than any mother or father or ancestor. That's a direct quote. So he gives a couple arguments for the state, or rather the state is kind of personified and arguing for itself.
Okay.
And the second half of the Crito, the argument that it gives is one that you've probably heard a million times. You know, you're here, you're in this territory, you're in this country, you have agreed to follow the rules that our country has.
I certainly have heard that a million times. Are you suggesting that as a circular argument?
Right, and I learned this from the Mises Institute, and it's one of my favorite examples of a circular argument. Because if you think about it the following way, imagine that I come to your house, or rather that I'm in your house, and you demand that I wear the funny hat. Now, since I'm in your house, then you have some justification for, you know, asking that I follow your rules. And that makes sense. But now suppose instead that I just move in next door, and then you show up at my doorstep, and you say, I'd like you to wear this funny hat, you know. And I say, well, why? And you respond, well, you kind of moved into this neighborhood. You implicitly agreed to follow my orders and commands when you moved in next door to me, you know, and it doesn't follow at all. And so taking it back to the example of the state, what's happening is the person giving this argument is saying that because you are in the state's territory, you have the obligation to follow their orders. But it's circular because it's assuming that the state has, you know, they legitimately acquired dominion over that territory.
Well, they believe that they certainly have legitimately acquired it, and you can ask them how the state people have come to that. How did that obligation get created is a good question to ask, but ultimately they can just claim that, well, we voted. We voted for some politicians, and they passed a law, and so therefore you're obligated. And to them, that'll be an explanation, but to you, that won't satisfy.
Right, because you're basically begging the question of, well, how did you legitimately come to have this dominion in the first place? Just like it really matters if you're demanding I wear the hat, it matters whether I'm in your house or whether I'm in my house. Mm-hmm. So in the same way with the state, you can argue that I have to follow the orders of this person, but it's circular if you can't provide a justification for why I should do that. But a lot of times, just like in the first case, there's no evidence to establish the conclusion, so you kind of end up making a circular argument. In this case, I think it's more kind of dishonest because I guess the person making this argument, the state, they kind of want you to obey them, but they don't want to say that, right? That kind of
yeah.
sounds bad.
Like, we voted. It's okay.
We want you to obey us and give us tax money, right? That mm-hmm. doesn't really fly well with the voters. So in this case, I think there's more, maybe less honesty than in the first case.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you may Skype into the show. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. And if you are on Skype, you may sound as good as Nathan does in or did in that case. We've got Temper on the line, also on Skype. Hey, Temper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
So, I recently went to Denver, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And there's kind of a freedom experiment going on there. You might know what I'm talking about, but they have legalized recreational marijuana use.
They sure have. By ballot measure back in 2012, it went into effect this year.
Yep. And so I went to see the city burn in effigy from all the crime and rampant craziness that would happen when you legalize marijuana.
Turned out that didn't happen, huh?
Actually, I thought it was pretty orderly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's nothing more convenient than going to a store to be able to pick up produce or whatever you want to call it.
You're buying flowers. I mean, they're dried flowers, basically, is what cannabis is, the buds of the cannabis plant. Now, Temper, had you had experience previously with buying cannabis on the black market?
I've been buying cannabis for about 15 years or so.
I would like you to tell more about your experience in Colorado, if you don't mind. Hang on. We'll bring back Temper calling from Legal Land on Skype. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Drugs and sex tonight here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, or with Ian and Ellen coming up here in moments.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you may bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Ellen.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. That's her radio show. You can go to ALPshow.com to get more of Ellen and her co-host, Allie, as well. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And also want to invite you to get a free pound of some of the best coffee you'll ever taste, BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee. I mean, if that were all BuzzBox were, that would be enough reason to get your free pound. And all you have to do is pay the shipping cost. The pound itself will cost you nothing. That's a good reason to get started with BuzzBox. But there's another reason that really separates BuzzBox from other high-end coffee producers out there. And that is that they actually have set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. And in addition to that, they're helping finance people's businesses through microloans offered through World Vision. So for every 10 listeners that Free Talk Live supplies, if you're a Free Talk Live listener and you go to coffee.freetalklive.com and you get on their auto ship program, for every 10 listeners that subscribes at coffee.freetalklive.com, that'll finance one microloan to somebody in a difficult part of the world to live in and help them change their lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to get out of that. And so it's a big program here. It's a big concept. You order coffee, you get something really delicious, and part of the money that you're spending on that, because you basically go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you get your first pound free, and you get on an auto ship program. You can adjust the amount of weeks in between shipments. And then a portion of that price goes to help people make a better life for themselves. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your free pound of coffee tonight, and again, you just pay the shipping costs and you're good to go. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time. We go back to Temper, who has taken a trip recently to Colorado, and which city was it, Denver?
Yes, it was Denver.
So you went to Denver. I was actually looking at a map the other day. There's like weed, I think it's weedmaps.org or com, I forget which one, but you can actually look on a map and see where all of these distribution facilities are. There's, of course, recreational and medical distribution of cannabis in Colorado, and there are a bevy of them. I mean, there's so many from which to choose.
And you were I went to over a dozen of them.
Oh, my goodness. And how long did it take you to go to that many?
Not very long. I mean, every couple of blocks on some roads, there was, you know, one right after another, which is awesome.
Oh, you know? Man. Now, what's this like? So you were saying that you have, for 15 years, been buying cannabis on the black market. And there's various different ways purchases like that can go. You can have a dealer that's on the up and up, or you can, you know, then they'll sell you what they're actually offering. And then there's somebody that'll meet you in the back alley and you'll get robbed. So, you know, there's a whole range of experiences in the black market. How do you compare your experience in actually just being able to buy something in a store to what the way things are for most people?
Let me just say this, that you can never understand freedom until you experience it. And that was kind of what it was like, is somebody who has, you know, broken the law and bought this substance for years, and no matter how good of a dealer you have, it's always a hassle, always a hassle. It's hit or miss and timelines and driving here and doing this and that, and it's just a hassle. And so to go to the store and just be able to buy it like any other produce is just mind-altering in itself. But more than that, the innovations that they're coming out with this substance, like I drank marijuana soda or whatever you want to call it.
That's interesting.
I can't even remember what it was called, probably from drinking too much soda. But it wasn't that bad. I wouldn't say it was good. You could definitely taste it.
Yeah.
But it was a lot better than I had imagined.
See, I've tried something called a tincture before,
mm-hmm.
which I'm guessing is like purified extract with alcohol in it.
Sounds right, yep. Green Dragon, for instance, is one of them.
I've never tried one of those, but just imagine orange soda with marijuana infused in it.
They sold in cans? Like you crack a can of soda open?
It was so professional. It had like the label on it, and it was all sealed and all that good stuff.
Wow.
You couldn't tell that it didn't come from a Coca-Cola factory. I probably shouldn't have said a brand, but you couldn't tell it wasn't like, you know, made in a factory. In fact, it probably was made in a factory somewhere. Like, it was completely legit. Like, my favorite was the sweet and sour sugar bears or whatever they are. They're basically Sour Patch Kids. But they have pot in them, and they're just so awesome.
Incredible.
They taste delicious, and there's 10 milligrams of 100% pure THC in each one. Now, don't listen to me. This is not medical advice. I was eating like 10 or 12 of them a day, and so I was just lit up like the whole day. Like I got lost on the public transit. Like I decided I wasn't going to drive because I was going to be safe and all that. So I bought the day pass for the public transit, and you get to ride on all the buses and all the trains for like $6 or something like that.
So I think there's all sorts of other products like brownies or
anything you can imagine. In fact, the only thing that pissed me off is I couldn't get a hold of pills. They have weed pills, and I thought those would be so awesome, but they're only for the medical red cards.
Now, I heard there was actually an article I have here that we haven't had a chance to get into yet. I don't know if we ever will, so I'll just summarize it. But basically, they actually ran the numbers, and they found that the medical pot in Colorado is cheaper than the recreational cannabis.
Oh, it's a lot cheaper. In fact, I'd say it's half. In fact, what's going on is the people with the red cards, they go to the store and they buy it at their prices, and then they turn around and it magically ends up on Craigslist for a donation, if you know what I mean.
Now, is it still illegal to sell pot without some sort of government permit, right? So, like, somebody selling on Craigslist, would they still be guilty of, sales?
That's why they don't make sales. They give you free pot in exchange for a donation.
I see. Interesting. So you went to a dozen stores, and this was all in one day?
Yeah, and in fact, I used Lyft. I'm sure you guys know what Lyft is.
Yeah, the car sharing, ride sharing service.
And yeah, for the viewers that don't know, there's Lyft, Uber, and Boxcar or something mm-hmm. like that. And you basically, it's the coolest thing in the world. You open up your phone, you open up the app that looks like Google Maps, and there's a button at the bottom that says pick me up or something like that. You hit that button, and somebody comes and picks you up and drives. See, I got lost on the subway. I didn't even know where I was, like somewhere in Denver, just completely lost. And
right.
Google Maps was no help with the navigation. It would tell you to get on the train and go towards such and such street, but there was no sign that said that. So unless you knew the city, the navigation it gave was just worthless.
Okay.
So I finally, after riding the train for like an hour, just getting more and more lost, I just got off the train. I hit the Lyft button, and I talked to her. She had a red card, and she took me to her favorite dispensary.
That's pretty awesome. You can just talk to people in the city about it now.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was like $16 for a 20-25 minute ride. I mean, mm-hmm. that's got to beat the cab ride.
It has to, yeah.
Hands down.
So, I mean, total, the pricing, you're buying recreational, it's a little pricier than medical. Would you say it's cheaper still than black market prices, the recreational?
I've been buying since I said like 99, and when I started buying, funny enough, it was about $50 an eighth mm-hmm. for some pretty good stuff.
Right.
And on the black market, I still seem to spend about $50 an eighth for pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
But they had deals where it was, $25 an eighth.
Wow. For just like some bomb pot, right?
That's the great thing of capitalism.
And so many choices, so many different types of
cannabis. I bought so many different kinds, I couldn't even tell you all the names.
Thanks for the call, Temper. I love the personal experience. Really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number. If you want to share your thoughts, your story, your opinion, Colorado, Washington as well, legalizing cannabis. Very exciting stuff. More coming up here in moments here on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request. It will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. Don't forget, you can get interactive at freetalklive.com. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, and then we invest that $5 into the show. We get on more radio stations. And by the way, speaking of getting on more radio stations, I want to welcome our brand newest stations in Walla Walla, Washington, KUJ. It's your News Talk Leader, 1420 KUJ, and now on at 102.3 FM. So we got an AM-FM combo in Walla Walla, Washington, coming on board for all of our weeknights, which I'm very excited about.
That is good news.
Yeah, they're going to take the show delayed. So if you're listening in Walla Walla, you've probably already noticed this is not your typical talk radio show. Not only is it open phones every night, but we also have a viewpoint that's pretty much unheard of in syndicated talk radio. And many of you still may be reeling from the fact that apparently they had some sports show on. So this is definitely not sports talk radio. But feel free to get interactive with us here. We do the show 7 to 10 Eastern time. So if you're listening in Walla Walla or anywhere else where you're not listening between those hours of 7 and 10 Eastern at night, then you're not listening live. If you're not listening live and you still want to interact with the show, you can. You just make a note in your schedule to call the show during our live hours and bring up whatever it is you want to bring up. And then later on, when you're listening on your local radio station or later via podcast, for instance, you'll be able to hear yourself. So feel free to get interactive with us even if you aren't listening live. That's totally cool here on Free Talk Live. And again, welcome aboard to all of our new listeners. You can check us out at freetalklive.com. But the AMP program helps us bring on new radio stations by helping us reach out to those stations by phone and through industry advertising. We're also doing Google AdWords to bring internet listeners on board. So we want it to be where people search for generic things like talk radio, that they'll find Free Talk Live. And they are. In fact, the Google AdWords have resulted in an increase And I guess I can't say for sure it was the Google AdWords, but they have coincided. The use of Google AdWords has coincided with an increase, a 28% increase in podcast downloads for Free Talk Live. So more people are listening now, and I believe that has to do with the Google AdWords. So you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast forum, the brand-new amp-only Facebook group, and more, and you help us out a lot. And you, by the way, will get your amp dollars matched. So when you, for the next several months, we've got matching contributors who are ponying up. So if you do $5 a month for amp, we'll get another $5 from the matching contributors. And to extra give you a little bit of extra incentive, a little extra push that you might need to go ahead and sign up for amp, we're also doing the Bitcoin amp money back thing that we did late last year, where if you become an amplifier for $5 a month, we'll actually send you $5 worth of Bitcoin back for the first month. So if you've never gotten Bitcoin before, if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, this is a perfect excuse to do it. You don't have to actually pay for your first month's amp. Essentially, you get it back in Bitcoin when you go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Just if you want to get that Bitcoin bonus, just email me your Bitcoin wallet address once you've signed up for the amp program. My email address is ian@freetalklive.com. We'll continue here. Ellen, you had come across net neutrality, and you sound like you're relatively new to the concept. Am I right about that?
Well, I guess you could say officially. I've like read about a few things here and there before, but this is something that really just took me by surprise, seeing as it was such a large factor in the way that the internet would function if this was to actually happen. There's something being discussed right now in the FCC about passing a proposal on internet fast lanes, basically. So what would happen would be, well, I guess I could just read this article. It's from by where? Reuters.com.
Reuters.
Mm-hmm. Reuters. Okay. U.S. regulators on Thursday advanced a net neutrality proposal that would ban internet providers from blocking or slowing down access to websites, but may let them charge content companies for faster and more reliable delivery of their traffic to users. So I don't really have a problem with providers choosing what they want to provide, I guess, because that's their prerogative. But when you restrict, well, I guess they're not restricting or slowing down access to websites, but if these companies are paying for faster, more reliable delivery, then that's basically opening up a market to where they can drown out pretty much any other website if they don't have as much funding. So I just see how this could end up going down a really bad road, especially if there's websites being funded by outside organizations like the U.S. government, which I know is behind part of this. For 4 months now, the public can weigh in on the rules proposed by the Federal Communications Commission in what promises to be an intense tug-of-war between some tech companies and consumer advocates on one side, and Republicans and broadband providers on the other, over the extent to which the agencies can regulate internet traffic. Dozens protested the vote at the FCC on Thursday, as many consumers advocates have rejected FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler's proposal that may allow some commercially reasonable deals in which content companies could pay broadband providers to prioritize traffic on their networks.
So this issue has been floating around now for the last year or so, year or two, this net neutrality, as it's called. And the idea of net neutrality, my understanding of it is that all ISPs, internet service providers, people moving internet traffic, the backbones of the internet, the people that are, that are providing connections from one point to another, that they should be neutral, that they should, that the advocates of net neutrality say these people should be neutral, these businesses should be neutral, they should be content ignorant, essentially,
right,
that whatever data is flowing
completely unbiased
should flow at the same rate. The advocates against net neutrality are saying, hey, these are their businesses, they should be able to sell different tiered services and classes, and what's the big deal with that? How do you feel about it, Ellen? I'm not really sure where you're coming from.
Well, I just think that this is going to end up with a lot of confusion, mostly because the internet providers, they're going to start when they create this fast lane, there's going to be websites that are much easier to get to, and that means that the websites that aren't paying for this fast lane mm-hmm. are going to become more difficult to get to. And
are they, though? I mean,
I just think that it's a form of censorship, I would say, just in the fact that what's the word I'm trying to think of here? I'm sorry. They're basically setting up an initiative for people to go to these websites.
So the idea would be that, like, YouTube would pay to have that fast lane, right, where you would be able to easily access their content, and so in theory then you wouldn't go to some of their competitors. But is it all right for an internet service provider to charge people for different tiers of internet speed? I mean, right now, we're on a business class connection with Time Warner Cable here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I pay quite a bit. I pay $230 a month for that business class connection. You can get a similar speed connection from Time Warner. The same speed, you can get that with a residential class for like $75 a month. So my class, business class, costs more because it's a higher quality of service, as they call it. So, for instance, the packets that I send, the data that this location sends, prioritized. We pay more, so,
right.
You know, we have priority. You know, also, the business class has its own tiers. So there's two tiers, right? So there's the residential and the business tier. The business class has their own dedicated bandwidth. So if you're on your residential class connection across the street and you're just downloading all kinds of torrents and uploading whatever, it won't affect me because I'm on a completely different connection. And I pay more for that because, well, you know, we're in business here, and having our streams stream without interruption is a very important thing. So there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with paying for a better service, but when this is being advocated by the FCC to regulate internet traffic, I don't think that that's something that should be regulated by the government. I just think if people want better service from a website like YouTube or Google, they can pay for that specifically. And I don't know. I guess I'm a little confused here as to what specifically is going to happen.
I don't know why they need a law to allow a business to charge different amounts for different services. I think that's what they're doing here. And if we're wrong about this or I'm wrong, please call tomorrow and call us out. But the original proposal was that net neutrality should be legislated to prohibit businesses from charging for different tiers. Now they're talking about making regulations that will allow businesses to charge for different tier service. And unfortunately, we don't have much more time to talk about it. But I think that I think it's much ado about nothing. I think that the people on the internet are going to demand fairness, and that if they don't get fairness from one company, they'll switch to another provider. But we're out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at freetalklive.com. In the meantime,
there's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.